Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Mailbag Show, the midweek edition of the Mailbag Show, where we take a look at all these letters, email messages. Here's a big message here, and a couple of other little ones, smaller messages from all of our listeners around the world. And it's quite easy for you to join these people here who've been writing to us. You yourself have to write to us. Not write to yourself, but you write to us. And do it today, or at the very latest, tomorrow. Write to us at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. That's Post Office Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address is radiohc@enetenet.cu. That's radiohc@enetenet.cu. Let us know how reception is in your area. If you pick us up, how do you pick us up? How you put us back down again? Whatever you'd like to say, within reason, try to keep it clean. And any questions you might have, maybe you have a question about Cuba, about Radio Havana, something we can answer, something simple that we can answer on the air so it's not too complicated. But we'll even get into complicated questions, too. And we'll send you and put on the radio very complicated answers. So write to us. The main thing is that you write to us. If you don't, there ain't no more mailbag. That's right. We just slip away into the darkness, and it becomes dead air. You don't want that to happen. You don't want dead air on the radio. So write to us, P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba, and our email address, radiohc@enetenet.cu. I'll give those to you, those addresses again, a little slower toward the end of our program. Okay? All right, let's see. Dig into the bag and see what we've got. We'll pull this one out. First, it is from Germany. This is from Matthias Arnott, I think it is. Whether it is or not, I don't know. A-R-N-D-T, Arnott, in Germany. My German is very bad. He tuned into our shortwave broadcast on the 25-meter band in Spanish, and he listened to us doing news, cultural information in Espanol, in Spanish. Okay, well, thanks, Matthias, there in Germany. He says here, too, my hobby is to listen to remote radio stations, shortwave stations, and it's a pleasure to send you this reception report, hoping you will send to me a QSL card in return. Well, we will do that. Mm-hmm. That's a QSL card confirming your reception of Radio Havana, Cuba. Right? And he also sent an international reply coupon, an IRC, for return postage. So he took care of the postage for us to send that back to him. Thanks a lot. Our listener there, Arnott, in Germany. Good to hear from you, and thanks. We will send that QSL card in the mail to you quickly, fast, and in a hurry. Okay? Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Here's something from the U.S. This is from Wisconsin. It's from Trenton Marsolik, a listener in Wisconsin. He wrote to us, Dear Radio Havana Cuba staff, I've written to you in the past with reception reports and asking about Cuba. With replies, you've been replying to me, so I thought I would write again. I'm still an active listener of Radio Havana Cuba online and through shortwave. Currently, I'm studying international relations in the university, and I hope to increase cooperation between the United States and Cuba. That's a big task there, Trenton. Hope you can take that on. Let us know how it's going along. Thanks for corresponding with us here, Trenton. Trenton Marsolik in the United States. I joke around a lot on the radio, so don't worry. I do hope you can, though, somehow affect relations and make them better between the United States and Cuba. He's studying international relations in Madison, Wisconsin, up there in the U.S. state of Wisconsin, the state capital. Thanks. Okay. And let's see here. A letter from Italy, from southern Italy. It's from Donato Riccardi in Italy. He says here, he listens to our broadcast on 9,640 kilohertz. And he says here the reception wasn't too good, but he picked us up there on 9,640 using his Texson PL600 receiver. He gives us the details of his shortwave receiver and the details of our transmission. So it's good to know that we're coming in, even though it's not real good, not real strong signal in southern Italy. But we appreciate knowing that you are there listening to us here in Cuba. Thanks. Donato Riccardi in Italy for writing to us here. Thank you very much at Radio Havana, Cuba. Mm-hmm. Ah, here's someone who's listening to our sports reports. We now have a lot of sports because of the Pan Am Games that are going on in, where is it? Oh, in Lima, in Peru. I knew it was there somewhere. In Lima, Peru, it's going on, and Abel Vasquez is doing a fine job getting back into the sports here on Radio Havana. We haven't had the sports in a while because we didn't have a sportscaster, but now we do with Abel, and he's been keeping up our reports on the Pan Am Games in Lima, Peru. And our listeners, this one from India, from West Bengal, India, said he tuned in to our English language broadcast and listened to the sports. He was real happy about that. So we're happy about it, too. And thanks for writing to us and letting us know that you're listening to us on Radio Havana, Cuba. And you tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba, writing to us here from all over the world, our listeners, and we like to hear from you, too. Please write to us. Please. We beg you. Write to us here at P.O. Box 6240, Havana, Cuba. Our email address, radiohc@enet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. And we're coming up to another month. God, what happened? July is gone, just about gone, into August now, but some people are still writing to us. Last week, we had the 66th anniversary of the attack on the Moncada garrison on July the 26th, 1953. It was a day when the revolutionaries from the July 26th movement, they would become the July 26th movement after that date, led by Fidel Castro, tried to attack the Moncada garrison. The attack was a military defeat. Many were arrested. Many were tortured and killed in that failed attack. But it was an attack that turned the setback into a victory in July of 1953, just 5 years, 5 days, and 5 months later on January the 1st, 1959. This was the initial spark that really started the Cuban Revolution, that last phase of the armed struggle against Batista. And people around the world writing to us to commemorate this date, still from last week. Here's something from Michael Boschat in Nova Scotia. He says, Michael, who has written to us many times, a long-time listener to Radio Havana, Cuba, he says, I send my best wishes to the Cuban people on the 66th anniversary of the historic assault on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Cespedes barracks. It is also a day to remember the Cuban leader, Comrade Fidel Castro, who led the assault to free his people from oppression of the Batista dictatorship. Well, thanks, Michael. That's right. As I mentioned, not only the Moncada garrison, but the Carlos Manuel de Cespedes barracks, a military barracks in Bayamo. And they both took place in Santiago de Cuba, the Moncada, and Carlos Manuel de Cespedes in Bayamo on July the 26th, 1953. And that was the big celebration here in Cuba. Actually, it's a national holiday, not only the 26th of July, but on both days, either side of the 26th, the 25th, 26th, and the 27th are national holidays, a three-day holiday for people here in Cuba. Very important attack on the military garrisons of the Batista dictatorship. Other writers and listeners have written to us from Texas, from Austin, Texas. Our good friend Elliot Crowell writes to us, Happy July 26th. History has absolved Fidel. Viva Cuba. Thanks, Elliot. Elliot in Texas, in Austin, the state capital of Texas. Always good to hear from Elliot. Here's something from Germany also. Dear friends in Cuba, I wish you a sincere and happy celebration of this significant date. From Hans Werner Locke in Germany. Thanks. Hans Werner writes to us too quite a bit, and a long-time listener. I won't say an old listener, but a long-time listener to Radio Havana, Cuba. And here's something from Mark Taylor in Kidminster, England, who writes to us. He says, on the two occasions I have visited your amazing country of Cuba, I was captivated to realize that I was in a place that had such a thought-provoking history of bravery and determination to better the country and its people. The bravery of the people of your island, who risked and in some cases sacrificed their lives for their country, made me realize what a patriotic nation Cuba is, in some ways as patriotic as those of my own country, Great Britain. He's from the UK. Writes to us here from Kidminster, as I said, Kidderminster in England, Mark Taylor. Thanks. He's come here a couple of times, he said, and he had a great time. So Mark also says here at the end, I made life-lasting Cuban friends when I was there. I hope to revisit Cuba someday. Thanks, Mark. Very nice. Mark Taylor in the UK, who is as patriotic as we are here in Cuba. It's very true. The patriotism of the Cuban people is something that you can feel when you come here and visit Cuba, I think. Mm-hmm. David Wade, now in Kentucky. He moved from New Jersey. David Wade now sends us another of his monitoring reports. Always good to hear from David. Thanks so much. Hope you're having a good time with your new job or you're settling in Kentucky now, who had been for a long time in the New Jersey area. Thanks, David. David always writes some long, very nice reception reports. Always good to hear from David. And I think we have one more time. We can get something else in here. This is from Michael Monk. Michael's in the United States. He sent a message to link us with a web page that carries an article on the 40th anniversary of the Sandinista Revolution in Nicaragua, which was also in July the 19th. In fact, 40 years ago, in 1979. Thanks, Michael. Michael Monk pointing out that 40 years have gone by since the Nicaraguan Revolution, the popular Sandinista Revolution in Nicaragua on July the 19th, 1979. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I promise to give you the address again. Here we go. It's P.O. Box 6240. That's 6240, Havana, Cuba, our post office box address. Now, our email address is radiohc@enetenet.cu. That's radiohc@enet.cu. Let us hear from you soon and come back and listen to us next week right here on Radio Havana, Cuba.